Trade show coming up Thursday. It's always a great event. The HILI's annual trade show and a conference in year 35, I think. Hard to believe. And here to discuss is the lovely Terry Alessa Maselli. Does a great job of the HIA, running the HIA and everything else. And, of course, our good friend, Mr. Joe Campolo, HIA board member and managing partner of the great firm, one of the great firms in the country, folks. In Campolo, Middleton, McCormick, both are nice enough to give us a couple here on a busy Tuesday. And a very good morning to Terry and a very good morning to Joseph. How are you?
Well, good morning. Thanks for having us, Jay.
Great having you. Joe, how are you?
My friend.
Little birdie told me you hurt your shoulder there. Give me a sense. You all right?
Yeah. Just some surgery needed, but I'll live. All good.
I have you both. Terry, 35 years of this? That's unbelievable. Talk to me.
I said the other day, how did that happen? 35 years, right? Crazy.
Yes, I was there last year. I loved it. Loved every time we go there. It's a great show. You guys do such a good job. The lunch and the panel, some great guests. It's just so well done. Vendors there. It's 6 hours. It goes like 5 minutes, you know, when you're there. It really does, from 9 to 3. You got so many things going on there. But, it's not, you know, the formula is pretty much in place over the years. Right, Terry?
Yeah, I mean, listen, probably what we're most proud of as it relates to this trade show and conference is that it's become a real important discussion for economic development, right? So in this year, we're doing it in partnership with SANS New York. I'm sure you heard yesterday the news. We were at the, Nassau County Legislature. They voted the lease transfer of the Nassau Coliseum. So it's a 99-year lease, and, you know, they're on their way. And I will say whether we there's some minimal opposition, but whether we, you know, agree with gambling or not, what SANS New York has done really, really well is they've demonstrated a commitment to Long Island and to this Long Island community. So they'll be at the show in a very, very big way on Thursday, and you'll hear a lot more about not only some other projects, but about SANS and what that's going to look like.
We discussed SANS a lot on the program. We had County Executive Blakeman on a week and a half ago or so as far as what could be pending here. I mean, it's a sweet deal, 99-year lease and everything else, bells and whistles for the county in a lot of ways. There's some opposition, as there always is, but, you know, from an economic standpoint, Joe, it sounds like a pretty good deal, no?
Yeah, it's a great deal, and I mean that's really what, you know, HILI and our annual trade show is all about, Jay, is, you know, even post-COVID now and getting these businesses out there to show how much business has changed over the last 3 years and how much opportunity there is on Long Island is the hallmark of the trade show. You know, it's different every year because the initiatives we highlight are different every year. I think SANS is a great force to bring to Long Island. I mean, people can oppose gambling all they want, but you can go on your cell phone anywhere in the world and gamble. So I'm not really sure what the opposition is about. You know, we hosted the SANS folks and Governor Patterson at one of our Economic Development Committee meetings, and the resources that they're going to bring to Long Island is tremendous, and we're super proud to have them as a big part of our show this year. And we're super proud to have all the economic development initiatives going on in Long Island being highlighted there. I mean, we have to be proud of Long Island. As a business community, we have to showcase Long Island and give people an opportunity to see all the great things.
Well, we said it's a blighted area. Coliseum is a blighted area right now. We know that. So make something of good use. And you know, I always say, you know, the Jakes 58 Islandia situation, that was back and forth like a ping pong match many, many years ago. We had many people on it. And, you know, it's doing some very good things. You know, it's creating some very good situations and everything else. It's, you know, it's so easy to say, it's going to bring in crime, drugs, and come on. You got to look at the area itself, what it needs. I think it's a good thing. Show me another idea of what one has. I haven't heard any. But to put that in there. Terry, we've got...
Jay, let me say to that for 1 second. Yeah, because what people don't understand is, you know, operations like Jake's and operations like Sands, they don't just bring, you know, economic development to the community. They bring the ability to reshape Long Island's workforce. They're working with the universities to bring in hospitality programs. And the amount of resources, the amount of workforce development that, that something like that brings is remarkable. It'll shape the landscape of Long Island. It'll shape the landscape of the universities. It'll shape the workforce on Long Island. And that's, again, as, at HILI, we're so proud to be spearheading all of these opportunities. And that's what I think people need to understand.
You know, you go on your phone and play a couple of hands of blackjack, for crying out loud. So, in essence, it is what it is. That's where, you know, that's where we're shaped right now in our world. So, in essence, you know, I thought it was a really good deal. Terry, the trade show itself, there are going to be some key attendees there. Some really prominent people here. And a lot of influence as far as their respective industries, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, in addition to Sands York, we partner every year with the Suffolk Industrial Development Agency. You know, they've done a lot of work with us, not only on the sustainability study for the Long Island Innovation Park at Hop Hog that Joe will be talking about at the luncheon, but we are now getting involved with them with a workforce development initiative and looking at skill set analysis and stakeholders meetings as a second step to what's happened with the park post-COVID. What are the skill sets that, you know, a lot of these companies need, the employees that they're looking for? You know, Dimes Community Savings Bank is there, and PSEG Long Island is there, and many of the organizations that are the staples on Long Island, because of, I think what Joe said before, is they really understand the value of getting out there, not only shaking hands. You know, as I walk the floor, I always, it's incredible that I watch people reintroduce themselves to people and old friends they haven't seen in years, and then certainly make some really new, very, very concrete connections. And that's what this is all about, right? The ability to be able to do that really all within one day.
Yeah, that's a good point, Terry made, Joe. You know, it's as if these businesses, you know, once the pandemic ends, here we go, flip the switch back on. Not the case. There is a lot that goes in and around as far as prominence, regaining a little bit of what you had left before the pandemic began. A lot of businesses, you know, struggled. Some are not even around. But in essence, it's a great way of looking at things as far as, you know, getting down to the roots and everything else. Still what businesses need in order to regain that, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's a focal point where we can all come together as business owners and business leaders, you know, celebrate the fact that we you know, that we're thriving here on Long Island right now, where if you think back to 3 years ago, Jay, nobody knew where we would be. Gain the confidence and the stability. So what, you know, what I hear every day from the business community is, you know, they're still nervous. Everybody's still nervous. I mean, think about it. One day you're operating your business and you're thriving, and the next day it was shut down. And here we are three years later, and it's really important that we as business leaders and the HILI as the leading business organization on Long Island continues to drive business forward, continues to give them the forum to feel comfortable and confident and secure, and that we're rebuilding a community that was decimated. And it's just so exciting and so much fun to have it be as popular and as exciting as it is this year when we look at how far we've come. And honestly, hats off to Terry and her staff. I mean, to get this event done, you know, with such a tight staff and such a tight budget is amazing. But it's just testament to Terry's leadership. She is like a bull in a china shop, and she's going to get it done no matter what. And here we are, and it's going to be the biggest and best ever.
She always does it.
Thanks, Joe. Appreciate the kudos.
Yeah, well, Terry, you always get it done. And this Thursday, you know, it will be exceptional as well. The 35th annual trade show and conference, in partnership with Sands, features some motivational business breakfast, executive lunch. You got a motivational speaker there. This is Kevin McCrudden. Give me a sense, Terry, what that's all about.
We do. He is the CEO, president and CEO of Motivate America. He's an author, he's a speaker, and he is a Long Island guy, so he's a lot of fun. So he'll be talking about, you know, in general, you know, how do we really strategize for our own success. So he opens with some sort of motivational opening in the morning for about an hour. And then our luncheon, you know, other than people making connections and shaking hands, this, as I said before, this conference is always served as a really important discussion on economic development. And every year we've really brought in the forefront these major projects that are game changers on Long Island. You know, I very often, as I laugh about it, I feel us old folk, right, are really pushing these things forward for our kids and our grandkids and the younger generation. And when these things are created and when this development happens, I mean, you'll see a major, I think, transformational major within the next 5 to 10 years, really. So we're going to talk about Midway Crossing, as you know, which is a convention center and a life sciences center and a much stronger connection to the Long Island MacArthur Airport. We'll be talking about Shoregate and Station Yards at Ronkonkoma. So Tritech, again, a leading developer, really just making things happen on Long Island. Joe will be talking about a lot of what we continue to do in the Long Island Innovation Park and many of the things that are currently happening there and major growth. And then we'll have Governor Patterson zooming in and joining us and talking again about SANS. So, again, these are projects that are game changers for Long Island.
Stuff. Those listening and interested, you can pre-register still for this event, right, right, Tara?
You can, up until tomorrow, to avoid a $10 walking fee. As of this morning, we only had 2 booths left. I mean, you know, record attendance this year, and we are nearly close to sold out. So this is definitely, this year will be bigger and better than ever. So if you're interested, give us a call or certainly log on to HIALI.org. So,
it's a 6-hour extravaganza, folks. And it really, it goes like 10 minutes. There's so much going on. And Terry really does a job. I mean, he talk about the crew and everything else, just putting this thing together. In Brentwood, there's nothing like it. It is an extravaganza. I say it year after year. It is fantastic. It really is. And we look forward to another great year. 35th trade show, annual trade show, ladies and gentlemen. Hard to believe, 35 years. Unbelievable. Terry Lesmaselli, Joe Campolo. We can't thank you enough, both, and everything here.
Thanks, Jay.
Thank you, Jay.
Appreciate it.
Thanks for having us.